Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome back into the show. My name is Carrington Harrison. Coming up in about 15 minutes, we are going to play our conversation with the quarterback of the Kansas City Chiefs, Patrick Mahomes. He usually joins us on Wednesdays at 3:15, but the Chiefs have a little bit different schedule this week with them on Monday Night Football. So he's coming on Thursday. We'll play that for you here coming up in just a bit. So I'm not going to give you guys the out of saying, well, they're exactly what I thought they were going to be, because that's boring. I've got two questions. Let's start with the Kansas City Chiefs, Rob. Text line, 913-586-7965. Are the Chiefs better or worse than you expected them to be so far through the first month of the season? Are they better or worse than you expected?
For me, if you're going to take the out of the picture in the lazy way and say, oh, they're the exact what I expected, I think they are slightly worse than I anticipated at this point in the season. Now, I think that is largely because of health. When we went through in the offseason, we looked at their schedule back in May, and everyone's healthy in May, you start looking at it, and I felt like at this point in the season, they're probably 3-1. I don't know I would have identified the one as, you know, Philadelphia, LA, or even Baltimore at the time, but I thought they were a 3-1 team. So if you're going to be 2-2 at the 4-game mark, I think you are slightly worse than anticipated. However, I will put the major caveat. When I thought they'd be 3-1, I thought they would have Xavier Worthy not get hurt on the first play of the game in a weird ran into your own guy situation, and the offense went from explosive to mediocre in the blink of an eye. But they are slightly worse this point in the season than I anticipated them being, but that is largely due to health.
Yeah, I'm with you. I can't really disagree with anything that you said. I mean, I think you have to say slightly worse, and I think that's the reason that I think you are. I think there are certain individual things about their team. Like, as a whole, I think the answer has to be worse. Like, I didn't think they were going to start 0-2. I'm not sure if they've beaten a good team yet. Like, I think if you were going as the collective, I think your answer has to be worse for the reasons that you gave. There are some things that they are better at. They are in a much better situation at wide receiver than I had anticipated them being. Their defensive line is also not as good as I thought it was going to be coming into the season. Their secondary, they maybe have more depth than I had anticipated at the very beginning of the year. I do think there are certain like individual things that you can kind of point to with this team, but I just think as a whole, for what you just said when it comes to Xavier Worthy, it's just kind of hard to argue at 2-2 that they've kind of exceeded my expectations. But I think now that they are at 2-2, especially coming off how they played on Sunday against the Ravens, I think you're ready to kind of just, hey, exhale a little bit. Hey, they're in a good spot still. You got Jacksonville. I don't think any of us have a good understanding of how good Jacksonville is. I think we'll know Monday at around 9:30, 10 o'clock Central. I think we'll know how good we feel the Jacksonville Jaguars are. You got a coin flip game at home against the Lions. You'll either be a slight favorite or a slight dog in that game, but that's a really, really good team. At that point, you'll get Rashee Rice back. You got Vegas at home. You got the Commanders at home. Those are two games which you should be favorites in, and you should be playing with a little bit of momentum heading into the Buffalo Bills. I do think that they look like they were potentially steering towards something very dangerous if they had lost that game, but the fact that not only did they win, but they played by far and away the best game that they played this season, even though they're not at where you thought they were going to be from a record standpoint, you feel like they're in a really good spot.
You know, it's funny, and this is very much to your point. If you had told me in August, July, June, May, whatever, going backwards in the calendar, hey, Rob, the Chiefs are going to be 2-2 on October 2nd, but you're going to feel really confident about them being 2-2. I would have looked at you like you're crazy. Like, if I had said Carrington, like when the schedule came out, or even when we got the news of the Rashee Rice suspension, that's a better timeline. Hey, the Chiefs are going to be 2-2 at the 4-game mark. You probably wouldn't be like, oh, I bet fans are super optimistic and feel really good about the team at 2-2. You probably are like, uh-oh, what went wrong? But I do feel like you're right. They are worse than expected, but at 2-2, I do have a feeling that things are on the uptick overall, which is weird for a team that at 2-2, that you're right, hasn't beaten a good team yet, you feel so confident in. And honestly, I don't, you're about, we'll learn about the Jags being good in about 6 days. I don't know, think we'll learn about the Chiefs until the Lions game. Like, if the Chiefs lose the Jags, I think we'll have learned something. If the Chiefs beat the Jags, it's going to be a lot of the same conversation we're having this week. Well, they looked better and it's exciting and the things are all good, but it's the Jags, which we don't know what the Jags are. Or like, it's the Ravens. We don't really know what the Ravens are. I think until you circle that Lions game, I don't know if you'll have a solid answer what the Chiefs are, but I feel confident about what they are at 2-2.
Yeah, I'm not going to do that with the Jacksonville game. I mean, if you go on the road and you beat a team that's 3-1, especially against a defense that has gotten pressure the way that Jacksonville has and a team that has forced turnovers the way that they had, that's just a really, really good win. What I don't want to do this year, and I think we inherently do this when it comes to, well, have you beaten anybody? I'm not really sure how many teams that I feel great about right now, in certainly not in the AFC, not in the National Football League. I mean, we're a month through the season and there's only two teams that are left undefeated. So I think playing the schedule game completely, I think, is a little bit of a flawed exercise. I mean, none of us thought the Giants were going to be good. The Ravens came into this game. I think everybody understands they're banged up and they're not the contender that we thought they were going to be. But you've also been banged up. You get to 2-2 and you're going on the road against a team that's 3-1, a team that has surprised some people, and you host one of the five best teams in the NFL in the Detroit Lions. So I think this is certainly going to be big tests for the Chiefs over the next couple of weeks until they get Rashee Rice back. I'll ask you that same question, Rob, about the division. Is the division better or worse than you had anticipated? I'm going to go with worse for this reason. The Chargers are about what I thought they were going to be. I know you guys are going to laugh at me and call me Chargers, Dot. The Chargers are a good team. They look like a team that could win double-digit games this year and is once again going to be in the wild card conversation. I'm not picking them to win the division. The reason I'm saying that the division is maybe worse than I had anticipated, I don't think Bo Nix has taken the step forward that I think a lot of people anticipated him taking. Last year, I thought Bo Nix was really, really good. He's been fine so far this year, but I mean, he has a quarterback rating of 87. He ain't been great so far this season. So I'm going to go with worse, not because of the Chargers. The Raiders are okay. I mean, I guess they're not a bad team, but I don't think anybody thought the Raiders were going to be one of the dregs of the league whenever we were breaking down the AFC West. I think you realize that they were a better, more cohesive unit than they were a year ago. I don't know really much about the Broncos or how good they are or how bad they are. We said this earlier in the show. The Broncos could win 11 games this year. They could win 8 games this year, and I wouldn't really be surprised at either outcome. So I'm going to go that the division is worse just because the Broncos, I don't think they've really taken that step forward to be considered in the same conversations that I do think the Chargers have based on how they played the first month of the season.
I think I agree with you, the division's worse, but I don't think it's just the Broncos and the Raiders. I think the Raiders are actually a little bit worse than I anticipated. Like, I think there's a salty 1-3, but I thought they would be able to get the Bears maybe at home, and they didn't. Like, so I think the division's worse. But also one of the reasons I think the division's worse is the Chiefs are worse than I anticipated at this point in the season. Like, part of what made the AFC West this dominant force, this bully, this, oh man, watch out, the AFC West is the best division in football, is you thought they had a no-doubt Super Bowl type of team at the top. That team is not at the top of the division right now and not playing its best football, or what we presume will be their best football. So I think some of the division playing down is the Chiefs' fault. Like, the Chargers are kind of what I thought the Chargers were. They're 3-1, 2-2 type of energy. I know they are 3-1, but they had a Chargering game, which is what the Chargers are. The Chiefs being worse than anticipated is kind of what's holding the AFC West down a little bit in my mind.
But I think at least when it comes to the subject of Chargering, and I don't think that's a bad stance to have. I mean, if you look at the rest of this, I mean, I think there's room for them to kind of continue doing what they've done. Now, they're going to have a couple of those games throughout the course of the season, but if you're looking at them right now, they got Washington at home coming up on Sunday. They go on the road and play Miami. They got a home game against Indianapolis and Minnesota, so they got three of their next four at home. I think the Chargers probably win three or two of those games. So we're talking about them heading into, they got Tennessee, they got Pittsburgh. Like, I'm not saying they're Buffalo. In no way am I throwing them in that category. But I think Buffalo, one of the reasons why you like them to be the one seed is their schedule allows them to be able to gobble up some wins. I think even with the loss to the Giants on the road, I think that the Chargers' schedule kind of allows them to be able to gobble up some wins. Now, eventually, we'll see how they hold up against some of the better teams in the league, and they just don't really play many of those teams until later in the season. Like, if you're going through their schedule, they play Tennessee, Minnesota, they go on the road and play Jacksonville coming up later in the year. Like, they play a lot of games if you're the Chargers that I think allow you to be in a position to win 10 to 12 games this season, and that's why it's so important for the Chiefs to keep pace. And when you got a game like this against Jacksonville, against a team that both you and I think they're better than, you got to win those games, and you can't allow the Chargers to create more distance between you and them.
Or if I don't think the Chiefs, I'm not predicting the Chiefs to lose to the Jags, but if you're going to lose a game like this, you got to then turn around and hope the Chargers keep charging. Like, I know that it's a joke, and I don't know the Chargers are going to do it over 17 weeks of the season, but there was no reason the Chargers should have lost the Giants. The Chargers should probably beat the Commanders. I believe they are the Vegas favorite right now by 2.5 points. Vegas thinks the Chargers are bouncing back, despite Jaden Daniels being back. If Jaden Daniels goes out there, balls out, and the Chargers suddenly 3-2, yeah, 2-3 for the Chiefs would stink, but you're not dead in the water. It's kind of like the Big 12 conference race in football. Not that the quality's comparable, but like, hey, no one's out of it with one or two losses here as long as the other teams keep winning or losing at the same pace. So, like, yes, you cannot afford to lose in Jacksonville, but if the Chargers lose on Sunday, you can then maybe stomach a loss better on Monday.
No, 100%. Right now, it is 1-0 right now in the top of the fourth inning between the Tigers and the Guardians. The Tigers have a runner on first and second with two outs. Look like they're about to fly out to right field to end the inning. So it is going to be 1-0 heading into the bottom of the fourth right now. The Tigers have a 1-0 lead over Cleveland. We'll continue to keep you updated on the baseball game that is currently going on. This is only the second time in history that baseball has had a day where there are three elimination days all at, or I guess three elimination games, excuse me, all on the same day. Enough of baseball. Let's get to Patrick Mahomes.
He's QB1.
And at quarterback from Texas Tech, number 15, Patrick Mahomes.
He's a three-time Super Bowl champion.
Mahomes moving to his left laterally, chased, holding it, and gets out of bounds and up the sideline. He's not out of bounds yet. He's at the 10, inside the 10. He dives for the end zone. Touchdown, Kansas City. A remarkable acrobatic scramble on a 27-yard run. Maybe the best play yet.
Two-time MVP and three-time Super Bowl MVP.
Patrick Mahomes with Mahomes magic. Starting left, peeling right, three drives, three touchdowns for the Chiefs.
And you can hear him right here every week with CDOT, exclusively on your home for Chiefs football. 96.5, The Fan. Here's Patrick Mahomes.
Our conversation with the quarterback, Patrick Mahomes, his appearances are brought to you by Telly Tire and Auto Center. Winning starts with a great drive. Since 1942, Telly certified techs have delivered complete car care with top brand tires and expert auto service. Keep your drive going. Take it to the Telly. Visit TellyTire.com today. I want to play this audio for you guys from Patrick Mahomes. I had a chance to catch up with him earlier today. We started with, because you know I'm always going to look out, our guy Mitch Holtz has said that he has never been to 1587 Prime because he can't get a reservation at 1587 Prime. I got to look out for Mitch. What better person to ask than 15 of 1587 Prime?
Oh, no, I didn't know that. So we'll get Mitch in. He knows the right person to call, and that's Travis Kelce. Anytime you call Travis, you can get in there.
I don't think I've ever had a chance to ask you this. So congratulations. You are the AFC Player of the Week. How does that work? Do you, like, find out from a coach? Do somebody from the league? Like, how do you find out that you won AFC Offensive Player of the Week?
I usually find out from, like, social media, just like everybody else. Like, you get the thing comes up, and I follow the NFL on Instagram, and it pops up. So that's usually how I find out. It's not like they go out of the way to tell us. But Coach Reed does a good thing, and he usually makes us, like, a football, like a special-made football for that type of award, and so I keep those at home as something I'll have for the rest of my life.
I guess I just figured this whole time, so, like, the league doesn't give you, like, some kind of small trophy or nothing for it? You don't get anything for winning Player of the Week?
No, we don't. I mean, you get the accomplishment of doing it, though. I mean, it is still a great accomplishment, and it speaks to the guys I have around me, and it made me look good, and so I'll be able to get some of those footballs that Coach Reed has made for me.
What is it like to be locked in as an offense the way that you guys were on Sunday? I mean, almost everything you guys did worked. You ran the football effectively. The running backs got involved out of the backfield. The deep passing game, you got Xavier Worthy back. We'll get to him more coming up in a bit. What is it like to be in control of an offense that's just humming the way that you guys were?
Yeah, I mean, it's a special feeling, man. It's just you work so hard for those moments. They don't come all the time. And to be able to do that and have success at that rate and kind of get everybody going, it's a lot of fun because – everybody's enjoying it. Everybody's having fun, and the energy on the sideline is amazing. So definitely we're going to cherish that feeling and try to see if we can keep it going throughout the rest of the season.
I'm sure you've heard the conversation. A lot of people want to know if Kansas City's offense is back after that performance. How do you guys continue that momentum? How do you take what you did on Sunday against the Ravens? How do you carry that with you to Monday night against the Jaguars?
Yeah, I think it's about execution more than anything. I mean, if you look at the Jaguars' defense, they got talented players everywhere, and they've really capitalized on teams making mistakes against them and turning the football over and punching the football out, and they make a lot of plays. And so we have to execute at a high level. We have to take care of the football, we have to go out there with a great game plan, and that's what we're putting in now. We're putting the game plan in and trying to make sure that we can go out there and play our best football on Monday night.
You just mentioned it. Jacksonville is +9 in turnover differential. I don't have to tell you the importance of winning the turnover battle and winning the turnover margin. What emphasis is placed on that to not give up extra possessions to a very hungry Jacksonville squad?
Yeah, they do a great job of punching the football out and intercepting the football, tipping passes at the line of scrimmage. They're really fundamentally sound, and they have a lot of talented players too. And so we have to be great in our execution. You can't let little things happen in a game like this, because you know this is the type of defense that will take advantage of it. And so it'll be super important on us to really go out there and execute the fundamentals and play our best football on Monday.
Right now, we're talking to the quarterback of the Kansas City Chiefs, Patrick Mahomes. Patrick, let's talk about some of your teammates from a specific standpoint. Let's start with Xavier Worthy, explosive player. He led you guys in rushing. He led you guys in receiving yards. He had a great route toward the sideline that he got completely free. Him being there just completely changes the dynamic of you guys' offense.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, he's just a special football player. You know, I think people always just realize that he was fast, but I don't think they really realize the type of football player that he is and how tough he is and how he can run routes and how he can do a lot of things on the football field, and he does a great job of, after the catch, making plays happen as well. And so just adding him to that receiving room, man, you start to get a feel for what this receiving room is, and there's talented players everywhere, and when he gets so much attention on him, it gets other guys open as well. And so I was excited to have him back out there, and he made an immediate impact.
One thing that I alluded to on Monday whenever we opened the show was just I felt like it was a glimpse into what you guys' offense can be in a couple of weeks. Rashee Rice is, you know, 2 weeks away from rejoining this team. You've never had Rice, Worthy, and Brown all on the field at the same time. You add Tyquan Thornton in the mix, and with some of your other pieces, it feels like this offense is right around the corner from just getting everybody healthy and getting everybody on the same page.
Yeah, that's the goal, too. And, I mean, obviously we've been able to win these last few games, and hopefully I will be able to get Rashee back here in a couple weeks. And so I think for us it's just about building confidence within that receiving room and within all the playmakers. And you've seen guys like Tyquan and Hollywood have to step up and make plays, Juju, and adding Xavier now, and then we'll obviously add Rashee. I think it's just giving guys confidence to know that they can do it. And let's continue to build that confidence as the season goes on so that we can be playing our best football at the right time.
You mentioned Rashee. What is it like to have him back at the office?
Yeah, it's cool, man. I mean, just to have him in some of those meetings Him being in the room, man, he's got a smile on his face every single day, man, and he brings energy. And I think the best thing about our receiving room, more than even the talent, is they all like each other. And I mean, that doesn't always happen, and they all want each other to succeed. And you see that on the field about how they celebrate together. And I think Rasheed just kind of completes that missing piece, you know, just to be in that room and kind of bring that energy every day.
Let's talk about the young guy, the running back, Breshard Smith. It feels like this is a role that you guys have had for that kind of third down back. This is what Jerick McKinnon did. This is what Samaje Perine did last year for you guys. It seems like that's the role that you guys have for Breshard Smith. How do you see his role growing? How do you see him growing in this offense as the season progresses?
Yeah, I think he has so much explosive ability. You have to find ways just to get him touches and get him the football, and if that's running the ball, catching the ball. He's played receiver in college. He played running back in college. So he can kind of do a lot of different things. And so just like any other playmaking position in this offense, he has to learn on the fly and learn the stuff that Coach Reed wants those guys to do. And he's done a good job of that. We're opening up more and more of the playbook to him, and he's really taking it in and excelling in his opportunities. And so I'm sure he'll get more and more opportunities as the season goes on.
You've obviously been doing this for a while. You've had great success. But one thing I really appreciate you as a teammate is you really appreciate your teammates as well. How exciting is it to see a guy like Breshard Smith, who maybe didn't get the playing time that he wanted, but now he's a part of the offense? We talked about Tyquan Thornton last week and how he's really hitting a nice stride in his career. Just how rewarding is it to see the hard work the guys are putting in? Now it's being rewarded on Sundays.
Yeah, it just speaks to just hard work pays off. I mean, I know people talk about it, but it's hard whenever you're going through those days sometimes and you feel like you're giving everything you have and the success is not coming your way or the opportunity is not coming your way. If you just continue to push and continue to work, you get the opportunities. And when you get those opportunities, you're ready for them. And I think that's what those guys have done. And I saw it all during OTAs and all during training camp. And even during the season when they may have not gotten the opportunities that they wanted to get, they continued to work extremely hard so that whenever their opportunities came, they were ready for them and they went out there and executed.
Patrick, what growth have you seen from maybe yourself, maybe as a team, as an offense, from that first game when you guys are at Brazil that didn't end the way that you wanted to, as opposed to what just happened this week over the first month of the season?
I think more than anything, we're not making the little mistakes. And I know sometimes you see that as penalties, but to me more, you see that kind of just in the individual play. It's just one guy here or there is making a mistake. And that kind of in this offense is all about everybody doing their job to the best of their ability all together. And whenever that happens, it kind of kills drives or it kills plays and stuff like that. And so I think we're executing at a higher level. Guys are holding each other accountable. And whenever we do that, we're a hard offense to stop.
You and I haven't really got a chance so far this season to talk a lot about Josh Simmons and his contribution to the team. Left tackle was, you know, a question mark for you guys at times last year. It feels like that question mark has been answered so far. He has played very, very well so far in his career.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, he's extremely talented and he works extremely hard. And I think this is just the beginning of the player that he can be. I think right now he just relies a lot on his talent, his ability, and he's getting coached up by Coach Heck a ton on working on little things here and there. But I think as time goes on and he continues to really develop his game, he's going to be one of the best left tackles in this league. He's just got to continue to work the way he's working, and he'll continue to get better and better.
I forgot about some of these things, but as we were getting ready for this conversation, you know, me and my producer, we were talking about it. A lot of weird things have happened when you guys have played Jacksonville. Your injury happened against Jacksonville. Tyreek, when he dislocated his shoulder, that happened against Jacksonville. Hollywood Brown, his dislocated shoulder happened against Jacksonville. You guys have just had a lot of weird occurrences whenever you've played the Jaguars.
Yeah, I'm hoping that we don't have any more weird ones. You know, you just go in there, you have help and success, and then try to find a way to get a win. And I'll take a normal game, normal win, and coming back to Arrowhead the next week.
Talking to Patrick Mahomes here for a couple more minutes. Patrick, I got to get your thoughts on Tyreek's injury on Monday Night Football, a devastating injury. You're watching Monday Night Football. What is it like to see somebody that obviously you had so many memories with, you guys have won so many important games, leaving the field in that condition?
Yeah, I was actually putting my kids to sleep, so I was kind of watching it on my phone as Brittany was getting them dressed for bedtime. And so, obviously, it sucks. I mean, just because you know how much hard work that guy puts in, and you never want to see guys get injuries like that. But if anyone's going to be able to come back from that, man, I think it's going to be Tyreek. And I'm praying for him, and I know that he'll put in the work and get himself ready to go and hopefully be back playing football sooner rather than later.
How do you block this out of your mind where your next snap could be one that changes the course of your life? You know, it's a regular game. He then comes to the ground. He then breaks his knee, and then who knows what's going to happen. I know as a football player you can't think like that and you got to push forward. I guess it just has to be in the back of your mind with the kind of, I guess, physicality that football provides.
Yeah, but I mean, I think that's everything in life. You know, you never know when the last moment on this earth is going to be. And so I think if you're right with we're right with whatever religion that you have or whatever you believe in, you go out there and live your life to the fullest. And that's how I play football is I know that this thing can get taken away from me at any moment. So why not enjoy it and have the most fun I can with the people around me?
I'll get you out of here on a positive note here. Today is a big day in pop culture. I imagine you were celebrating today as well.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I'm super excited. You know, I haven't been able to hear the album yet, but I'm super excited to be able to do that. And it'll be blaring all through the Chiefs facility tomorrow. And we'll be supporting Taylor, and she's put in so much hard work to this, and I'm excited to hear the album just like everybody else.
That is the quarterback of the Kansas City Chiefs, Patrick Mahomes, joining us on the show today. Patrick, man, good luck on Monday Night Football. We'll catch you next week.
Yeah, appreciate you.
Absolutely. That is the quarterback of the Kansas City Chiefs, Patrick Mahomes. His appearances on the show are brought to you by Telly Tires and Auto Centers. Winning starts with a great drive since 1942. Telly certified techs have delivered complete car care with top brand tires and expert auto service. Keep your drive going. Take it to the Telly. Visit TellyTires.com today. Let's take a trip down memory lane. We'll do that next. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison. Watch the show on YouTube by subscribing to the 965 YouTube channel. The Drive brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this. 965, The Fan.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Let's take a trip down memory lane for just a bit. Now, I'm not a Swiftie. I don't listen to Taylor Swift's music, but I understand that today is a big day in pop culture, and I tell you guys this all the time, just because something's not for me doesn't mean that I need to hate on it. It's just not for me. So I hope the people that are into this album, I hope that they enjoy this album, and I hope it's everything that they imagine it being. I'm just not checking for it. But you know what? I can appreciate the moment that they are about to experience. You only get about three or four of these a year that you're really excited for a movie to come out or an album to come out or a video game, whatever it could be, in which you're excited. You're going to stay up until midnight for the midnight release. Maybe you're going to the movie theater because you want to see a big movie. This is a really big day for the Swifties that you got to acknowledge it. 913-586-7965. This is what I want to talk about for a bit, and we could take that trip down memory lane. Rob, I'm going to tell you the album that I was most excited for and the one that I did the midnight release for. It was 50 Cent's second album. You remember the first one, Get Rich or Die Trying. Man, I listened to that thing just about every day for years. And then you're telling me I get 20 new songs by 50 Cent? Oh, I couldn't wait. Remember that's when they had the Candy Shop song out there and Disco Inferno? Oh, man, I was so fired up for that CD. There's never been a CD that I've been more excited for than The Massacre by 50 Cent. His second album. Was so excited about it. Now, I certainly have done my fair share of midnight releases. I'll tell you two of noteworthy. I was in college when Halo 3 came out. So I remember playing Halo 1. I remember it like it just happened. I had a PlayStation 2. The door on the PlayStation 2 had broken, so I had to take it to go get fixed. My friend was coming over to spend the weekend. He brought his Xbox over, and he had mentioned, hey, have you ever played Halo before? No, I've never played it before. This game changed a teenage Carrington's life. What in the world is this? Wait, we're walking around. We're shooting aliens. Wait, we can play it. It was... I never played anything like it before. I didn't have the GoldenEye memories that you guys had. I wasn't an N64 kid. So this was like my GoldenEye. Played a lot of Halo 2. I'm in college when Halo 3 is out. So we all got a little bit of money. We all got the game. Oh, it was a magical time to be in college when Halo 2 came out back in 2007. The other midnight release, Rob, that I remember that I hold very dear to my heart is I loved the X-Men cartoon when I was a kid. And you remember when you and I were coming up, when we were in high school, they were going to turn that into a movie. And wait, Hugh Jackman's going to be in it. Halle Berry is going to be in it. Patrick Stewart is going to be in it. Sign me up for this movie. I went to the midnight release at Independence Commons. You know the movie theater I'm talking about out there right next to the Best Buy. Yeah, I went to the midnight release for X-Men that year. Oh, it was a magical time. So I love a good midnight release. Back in the day, a little GameStop, a little Madden. Oh, big fan of a midnight release. So I might not be participating in this one, but hey, Swifties, have your fun. There's nothing greater in pop culture than a good midnight release for something that you've been looking forward to. Rob, give me one of your midnight release stories.
So I'll tell you first and foremost, I don't have an album one. Like, I'm not anti-music, but I've never been like, I got to get my hands on it right now type of energy. But I am a big, big midnight movie person. Like, I am not a Swiftie. I'm like you. It's not like I dislike Taylor Swift. It's not my favorite music. But if I was a Swiftie, I would be at AMC tonight because that's my kind of midnight energy. The amount of movies I've seen at midnight is just astonishing and does not make me seem like a cool person. I remember remember when Star Wars: The Phantom Menace came into theaters? I saw that at midnight. I saw Batman: The Dark Knight at midnight. I saw Endgame when it came out at midnight. I saw the Infinity War at midnight. Like,
you saw The Dark Knight when it came out at midnight?
100%.
What time did you get out of the theater? You didn't get out of the theater until 3 o'clock in the morning.
Now, you got to remember, these are all summer releases. So if you're out of the theater by 2:30, 3 a.m., that's just life. You got nothing to do tomorrow. It's the high school senior year. I got nothing going on in the summer on a hot June day other than just
how was you getting home?
House.
You drove home. Your folks came to pick you up. How did you get home?
I mean, I was in high school. I drove home.
Okay, I didn't know. I'm just asking questions. I didn't know that Rob Brenton was just driving home at 3:30 a.m. after. I didn't know.
Now, I had to, you know, put the ask in with the parents pretty early because the curfew wasn't 3 a.m.
That's why I was a little surprised. I didn't know.
That's also when I learned. Like,
I couldn't do no movie like that. I'd have been in there asleep. I'm not going to lie to you. Dark Knight midnight release is
baby.
Nuts. Because then you got to add the previews to the very beginning.
Which they
get that
slapped
thing till 3:40.
They had so many previews on that thing.
They
were previews for hours. And that was right around the time Marvel was becoming a big thing. So there were rumors there was a post-credit scene. So I watched every moment of the Dark Knight credits only to find out there's not a post-credit scene. So, but yes, that was midnight movies were my jam.
One of my favorite tweets of all time is that Batman did all of that for Maggie Gyllenhaal. Like, the whole premise of the movie is you did all that for Maggie Gyllenhaal. I don't know. That just makes me laugh. Someone on the text line says, "See, I don't understand how you can love Katy Perry but not like Taylor Swift's. One got a bop, the other one doesn't. One got a bop to it. I'm sorry. Taylor Swift, she don't got a firework. She don't got one. She doesn't have one. She doesn't have a dark horse.
Love Story is a bop. I'll defend Taylor Swift. She doesn't have the depth of bops, but Love Story is a bop.
She ain't got a teenage dream.
Doesn't have a teenage dream.
She doesn't. She never kissed a girl. It just ain't getting me to bop. The one song I like her, I like Shake It Off. It's got a little bit of a bop to it. Yeah. It's got a little bit of a bop. All the Taylor Swift stuff I've heard is just sad, angsty teenager music. That's not what I'm checking for. I need a little bop. I need someone to get up, make me want to dance. Taylor Swift music ain't never made me want to dance.
I largely agree with you. I'll say this, though. As someone who goes to a lot of KU basketball and KU football games, when they play Love Story, it's like many thousand college girls are singing that song on the top of their lungs. I'm like, it does start having energy when a stadium or an arena starts singing it, but I would largely agree with you. Not the depth of bops.
You know what? The next time that I have this feeling the way that Swifties are going to have right now, and I know you don't play video games like that, and I'm kind of hit or miss when it comes to video games. Like, I'll be really into one, and then I'm like, on the next one, is Grand Theft Auto 6. That's a midnight releaser. We've been waiting a long time for this.
Is that ever going to happen, though? Like, my friends who are video game friends
keep
talking about...
They say it's coming out next year.
They've said that before.
Okay, but they actually got a concrete date this time that says that it's coming out in 2026. So, yes, that's the next midnight release that I know that I'm getting excited for is Grand Theft Auto 6. That's going to be our Taylor Swift album.
I mean, polar opposite energy of the Taylor Swift album, but I'm hesitant to believe it's actually a concrete date in 2026.
Okay, see, here you go, hating. See, you're supposed to have a little energy.
You know why I can hate? Because that video game was supposed to come out 6 years ago.
Okay, that's fair. That's fair. COVID happened. You can just blame everything on COVID. That's what you do. He's got blaming on COVID.
It was right there about to be released, then COVID happened.
Yeah. Then the Rona happened. No, you can blame everything.
Gotta reset the shot clock because there's no way to get it out after that.
No, I'm with you. Someone on the text line says, "What about You Belong With Me?" I mean, that ain't a California Girls. You know what I mean? Like, again, if you like Taylor Swift, that's perfectly fine. I'm just saying it ain't the kind of bop I'm looking for. I need a little bit more. I need a little more something. It ain't got it. The Taylor Swift music, it ain't got it. It's just not making me get up and want to shake my hips the way that the Katy Perry music does. I'm sorry. A little dark horse. I'm ready for a perfect storm. Of course I am.
Are you more Taylor Swift or Chapel Roan?
I can only name one Chapel Roan song. Now, the one song is incredible. I couldn't name another song. You've tried to tell me other Chapel Roan songs. I could only name the Pink Pony Club. I even know she has other songs.
The only other one I know is Hot to Go.
You know what? I like Sabrina Carpenter. She's got a couple of those songs that I like that Espresso song. I like that one.
I don't know another Sabrina Carpenter song other than Espresso.
That one's good enough for me.
That one's
good enough for me. I like Espresso. I like that song. That song, you know, I get up, I'll swing my hips to that song. I'm a fan of that one. All right, we'll get back to very serious sports things. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
This is Wyatt Thompson from K-State, and you're listening to The Drive with CDOT right here on 96.5 The Fan and the Odyssey app.
Brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I told you we would get back to very serious sports things. I'm a man of my word. Right now, it is 1-1, top of the sixth inning. The Tigers and Guardians are tied at one apiece. I want to read a tweet to you guys, and I want to stand up on my soapbox for just a little bit. There was a tweet that came across our timeline. Literally, right as I said that, the Tigers hit a home run. It is now 2-1. The Tigers have a 2-1 lead over the Guardians. There might not actually be a more quiet like venue in sports than the opposing stadium when your team hits a home run. Like when the other team hits a home run, ain't nobody cheering. Everybody's just mad, especially in the postseason. All right, so it is 2-1 Tigers, top of the sixth inning. So this was the tweet. Executives are, quote, inching closer, end quote, to an agreement to expand the NCAA tournament to 76 teams, with a 12-game opening round to be played at two sites starting next college basketball season. This is from Yahoo Sports. Nobody wants this. I don't even know where to begin with this story. We, the public, are happy with the way that the NCAA tournament is. It is a near perfect event. The way that it is structured, the way that it is scheduled. You guys, you got it down to a science. You really do. You got it down to a science. I don't know why in sports we are so fascinated with the playoffs. The playoffs are always going to work. You want to know why? Because it's the conclusion. It's the end. You have been invested in this thing for months. You have been watching it day after day or week after week. So once you get to the end, you want to see the finale of the movie. What we have in sports is not a postseason problem. It's a regular season problem for everybody else. If you're not the NFL or college football, you struggle to keep interest in your regular season. But we have decided that no. We got to do everything we can to ruin the balance of the postseason. We got to add more teams. We got to do this. We got to do this. No one wants this. This is where this comes from. This is where this comes from. I want you to really, really listen to this. They expanded these conferences so much, it is impossible to make everybody happy. If you were a team that used to be in the Pac-12, now you're in ninth place in the Big Ten, and now you're going to miss the NCAA tournament. Well, that's not fair. Well, all right, we got to make it more fair for you. We are not doing this to give more room for the Missouri States, for the Drakes, for the Sam Houston States. That is not why they are expanding the NCAA tournament. Nothing they do is for Cinderella. They expanded to 12 teams in the playoffs, and they gave Cinderella one spot. They are not doing anything for the little guy. If you are not inside their Power Four little club, they don't care about you. They are doing this more so we can watch Oklahoma play Oklahoma State on Tuesday night in Dayton, Ohio. That's why they're doing this. We don't want this. We didn't ask for this. Are we now supposed to fill this out on our brackets? You guys want to fill out 12 opening round games? No one wants to do this. I don't know why we in sports can't just tell people you aren't good enough, try again. If you're the seventh best team in the AFC, you aren't good enough. Try again. Come back next season and be better next year. I know this much. I don't ever, after this, this is the last season I ever want to hear a team complain about not making the NCAA tournament. I'm serious. If you go on ESPN, you guys remember, Rob, do you remember whenever Seth Greenberg every year would complain about West Virginia or Virginia Tech not making the playoffs? And then Dick Vitale every year would go on this passionate 5-minute speech on Selection Sunday, how they left out teams. Bro, if you don't make the 76-team NCAA tournament, I don't stop it. Zip it up. I don't want to hear from you. You have no room to speak. You have no room to be angry or frustrated. You didn't do enough. I just don't like the fact that we give the teams and the power. How many chances do you need? You couldn't prove it in the non-con. When you go around and you play other teams from other conferences, you weren't good enough in your own conference. You weren't good enough in the conference tournament. We now got to give you a fourth chance of making the regular NCAA field? I mean, it doesn't matter. I know what the argument's going to be. Well, they make money off of it. Okay, well, they make money off everything. They currently got a system in which they don't have to pay the employees, and they're trying to regulate other people paying the employees. Think about what kind of system they've created. They got a system in which they expand the playoffs, they expand the NCAA tournament, and they don't have to give the employees any of the television money. They got an incredible system going on. I hate this idea. I really, genuinely, with every fiber of my being, I hate this idea. You cannot sell me how this is good. You cannot sell me how this is a positive. The only reason that you would expand the NCAA tournament is money. That's the only reason why you would expand it. That's it.
I'm going to quote you here to only further your point. Why do the people who run college athletics hate college athletics? Everything that college sports fans love about college sports, at every turn, the people that run the college sports are taking that from us. Do you know what me and you enjoyed? And we talked about it this year when KU played MU in football. I like regional rivalries. You know what ruined that? Conference realignment. We don't get Oregon, Oregon State in the final weekend of the season anymore. You know why? Because Oregon's got to play against Penn State in October. Because money. That's worse for college sports. You know where college games can be played? Campus. You know where they don't get played? On campus. Now there's going to be, we're about a month away from all those 17, 18, 20, 25 preseason college basketball tournaments that are played everywhere but on campus, which is terrible for the fans. In college football, we have all these games that are taken off campus. It's just, it's awful. Why the people that run college sports do this? I don't know. And the last thing we loved, the last bastion of hope in college sports was the tournament. It started getting goofy when it went to 68 and had the first four, but we stomached it as fans. And we said, okay, that's fine. We'll deal with it. Now, there was talk of it earlier this year, and it got pushed back, and now they're about to push towards 76, and it's just, it's going to be so unfun. K-State, you're going to catch a stray here. But you know what? Last year's
You couldn't wait to get this bar off. I know you couldn't wait.
Last year's K-State team would have made a 76-team tournament. Do you know what K-State was last year? Not good enough. I'm sorry. Coleman Hawkins did not deserve to be in the NCAA tournament. But at 76, he probably gets to play Virginia Tech in the first round. Who wants that? Who's excited for that? No one.
Yo, there was no reason to fire at K-State like that. None. There was no reason.
They were the only people.
Why'd you just pick a random? You could have picked Boston College. That was purposeful. You went out of your way to shoot at K-State for no reason.
I don't know any Boston College players. I needed a player to help highlight the point.
Yeah, no, I'm saying is you could have just picked a disappointing college basketball program, but yeah, you had to make it personal when it came to K-State. That wasn't right, and you know that wasn't right. You're on a, you know what? You're on a 5-minute timeout. You know what? Why don't you come back at 4 o'clock and we can resume this conversation. We'll be back after Rob's timeout is the drive.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.